With many of the major religions in the world concentrating on humankind's propensity to sin, they put more emphasis on evil than good. Instead of touting the good deeds that humankind should and could do, they constantly remind their flocks of the bad and evil deeds and inflict guilt to boot. In their negative propaganda, backed up by purported holy books that are inconsistent, contradictory, and that also emphasize the evils that humankind does, we here on Earth are inundated with negative programming. We not only have to watch all the negative news on television news programs or read about negativity in newspapers, but we get no solace or respite from our religions. It's no wonder that most of us are stressed, guilt-ridden, and exhausted from life. Religion gives us no shelter from the negativity of life, and in fact just contributes more by constantly pointing out our sins and giving us guilt. When my publisher asked me to write this book, I told him that it would be very controversial because with the knowledge and truth that I have garnered over the years, my true representation of Christ would be radically different from that of religion. I hope, if nothing else, whether you agree or disagree, it will set you on a journey to research for your own spirituality and your true sense of knowing who this God-man truly was. Is it true we are all the sons and daughters of God? Absolutely. But with this being said, Jesus was a true and divine report or messenger from God. He would be what we refer to as the first and foremost mystical traveler. What exactly are mystical travelers? They are entities created by God with the perfection to bring about the word of our true, all-loving Creator. They are usually assigned to a specific planet to help the creations on that planet evolve their souls. We can also ask to be mystical travelers, but will not attain, at least not in this life, the stature and divineness of Jesus until our souls reach a state of perfection that warrants that designation. Most mystical travelers, as in the case of Jesus, are created with that perfection already intact within them. All mystical travelers, whether they were created as such or attain that state through the evolution of their souls, take a simple oath that they will live their lives in complete service to God and go anywhere to do any good that God infuses them to do. My Gnostic Christian church, Novus Spiritus, New Spirit, was founded because we believe that truly all religions have their own messengers or messiahs, and ours happens to be Jesus Christ. In many ways, Jesus, above all the others, was the most simplistic in his messages and teachings. But he has also been the most misunderstood, argued over, and misrepresented messenger or messiah on earth. Tragically, how is it possible that the teachings of this God-man have gone so badly awry? He taught parables, love, beatitudes, forgiveness, justice, and non-judgment, and put forth at that time the new concept of an all-loving, all-merciful, and benevolent God. According to the Bible, in his public life, he only traveled in a radius of about 100 miles, and yet his teachings and influence spread eventually throughout most of the world. What or who was it that took teachings of love, formed them into a religion, and then turned around and went out and killed millions with their wars, crusades, inquisitions, and persecutions? You probably already know the answer. The early Catholic Church. There has been more horror wrought on humankind in the name of Christianity than of almost all the other religions put together. When early Christianity became the state religion of the Roman Empire in the 4th century, it started to grow by leaps and bounds. With that growth came unbelievable power and corruption. This kind and caring special messenger named Jesus came into a world maybe not as bad as ours, but very much like ours. A world divided by taxes, the poor, the needy, the rich, and the powerful. A world of two warring factions, the Roman Empire and the Sanhedrin, the governing body of Judaic law and religion.